parte in questo protestante. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Gaya Kara
Thank you. Together. Teho Danda Vata Kaila.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Vallabha Bhattacharya offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his obeisances, and the Lord embraced him. After that, they discussed topics about Krishna and Krishna for some time. Krishna kathaya prabhur mahatmya uttila bhaktira sankoche prabhu sambaranam paila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great ecstatic love when they began discussing Krishna. But the Lord checked his feelings because he felt shy before Vallabha Bhatta. Isn't it funny how Supreme Lord has the same everything we go through, but in pure state, and he relishes, and we kind of suffer with it sometimes. Antare gara gara prema nahe sambarana. We'll go till, I believe 69. Yeah, we'll go up to 69 now. Is that okay? Okay, 64. Antare gara gara prema nahe sambarana. Antare gara gara prema nahe sambarana. Ekhi chamatkara vena vallabha prema. Although the Lord restrained himself externally, ecstatic love raised within. There was no checking that. Vallabha Bhatta was astonishing to detect this. I'm going to stop just for a few moments. But Srila Rupa Goswami Pada explains, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced this great emotional nourishment in the heart, whether in separation or meeting from the object of love, there is three stages. One is antardasa, bhajyadasa, bhajya antardasa. Internal ecstatic emotion which is not visible to the outside. Then there is the external, and then in between both. How can we relate to this to our example like Arjuna? When Arjuna saw the universal form, you please answer me. Did Arjuna try to tremble, or it happened automatically? That's called sattvic bhava. Sattvic bhava means you don't do anything. It erects your hair, stands on end, you tremble, you experience. Like Prabhupada had a choking voice. He was not trying to be choked, 1973 in Los Angeles. But he automatically, it's happening. So much emotion coming. But something you do with your intelligence, what you feel inside, in the heart, this body has a 10 air. 5 air are most important. This is 2.17 Bhagavad Gita in the purport Prabhupada write. Esa anuratma chetasa vajitabha jasmin prani panchara samvide. So, out of this 5 air, 1 air is called prana, like my name, prana Govinda. Prana, life. It carries the soul. You follow? Like inside this body, who is carrying our soul? This life here, this prana carrying the soul, you, me, everybody. And when that prana comes in contact with pure goodness in a short way, Kamalakrishna Maharaj explained very nicely, that when you feel an urge to hear Krishna, you feel like, I want to hear more, I want to hear faster, I want to hear about Krishna's quality. You really feel within. Nobody is telling you. You just feel. Means you are connected with the pure goodness. Sattam viśuddham vasudeva sabditam jat hayate tumāna pabrita. That time you are eligible, Krishna Sakshat Krito Yugya. You are eligible to see the Lord. You are eligible to actually perceive that realm, that realm. Spiritual world is not a different location. Spiritual world is different reality of consciousness. Different reality. This is what Mahaprabhu explained to Rupa Goswami Pada. This is all about Rupa Goswami Pada, this today's this chapter, mostly. So, when Mahaprabhu realized internally, sometimes he cannot check. Even Prabhupada could not check. In Allahabad, Radha Govinda Maharaj, this is his first meeting as a Karmi outside, that he saw from far how it was very emotional. Achyutananda Prabhu wrote it in the songbook. Brief. That for a time being Prabhupada could not. So this, but what he is experiencing inside, we don't know. We only saw outside he cannot speak. This is like choke. So this is called antardasa. So Mahaprabhu is experiencing, but now what happened? Something we can relate. We may have that kind of an audience with a great personality. Vallabh Bhatto, he's also an associate, but he has a false pride of his learning, scholar, he knows so much Shastra. He cannot feel comfortable that not being recognized of his whatever the pride he has. And the whole, you will see here, there, that how that things started coming and Mahaprabhu fanned. Fanned is Vallabh Bhatta want to show off that he is big learned. And Mahaprabhu actually fanned it through Rupa Goswami Pada. So this is what is going to happen now. Although the Lord restrained himself externally, ecstatic love raised within. There was no checking there. Vallabh Bhatta was astonished to detect this. So Vallabh Bhatta, like other day somebody was saying, oh, I think Kundari Prabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first came to Jagannath Puri, first time in his life, I mean, this Leela. Then what happened, just by seeing, did he see Jagannath, first of all? No, he did not see Jagannath. Even though out of separation in Ranganath, he was not feeling ecstatic mood. Once you awaken your ecstatic feeling, it depends on the place. Like Radharani was expressing that you are the same, I'm the same, but meeting place is wrong. No, wrong in a sense, it's not the same place. So she prayed, if you're really merciful to me, please show your lotus feet to Vrindavan. Also the form. Form and the place, both are affecting and impacting to their emotion. So here, very interestingly, that when Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu fainted because he saw three-banded, two-handed Shamsundar, not Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu fainted. So his all astasattik bhav was exhibited and examined by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but did Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya get anything? No, zero. But he was thoroughly aware of it. He got it after Mahaprabhu delivered him. So this is why we can relate Vallabha Bhattacharya, because I am also proud sometimes, I mean maybe all the time, I don't know, maybe. And this is not as big as him, but the pride is still there. So this is very interesting that how he got will be deprived. So next one, 65, together. Tabe Bhatta Mahaprabhure Nimantan. Tabe Bhatta Mahaprabhure Nimantan Kaila. Mahaprabhu Dui Bhai Pahare Nilaila. Thereafter, Vallabha Bhatta invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch and the Lord introduced the brother Rupa and Vallabha to him. In this chapter is very funny, there is a three Vallabha. Not three Vallabha, one is Vallabha Bhadra Bhatta, almost similar. And Ballava here is Anupam. Now his initiated name is Ballava. And his name was Anupam, the Rupa Goswami's brother. And host is Ballava Bhatta, another Ballava. So don't mix both Ballava and not same. Completely opposite. 66.
Dui bhai dura haite bhurite poriya bhatte dana bhatta poriya ati dina haiya.
From a distance, the brothers Rupa Goswami and Sri Ballava fell on the ground and offered obeisances to Ballava Bhatta with great humility. 67.
Bhatta mili bhare jaye dohe kamai dohe astrishyatamara.
When Ballava Bhattacharya walked towards them, they ran away to a more distant place. Rupa Goswami said, I am untouchable, most simple, please do not touch me. Now let's see if Mahaprabhu support or not. Very interesting. 68. Ballava Bhattacharya was very surprised at this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, was very pleased, and he therefore spoke to him this description of Rupa Goswami. Iha 69.
Iha naspasya iha jati vati hina vaide jagde kani kolina pravi.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't touch him, for he belongs to a very low caste. Now, would Mahaprabhu actually ever do that to Rupa Goswami Pad? No. But he's doing it for other person. See, the next one, Prabhupada gave a first class purport and the translation. You are a follower of Vedic principle and are well experienced performer of many sacrifices. You are also belong to a aristocracy. It's like a depriving actually, those are flattering. I mean, not flattering, it's true, that's how he feels. But he will be deprived. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Generally, Brahmanas are puffed up with false prestige because they belong to the aristocracy and perform many Vedic sacrifices. In South India especially, this fastidious position is most prominent. At any rate, this was the case 500 years ago. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually started a revolution against this Brahmanical system by interrogating the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. By this chanting, one can be delivered regardless of caste, creed, color and social position. Whoever chants this Hare Krishna Maha mantra is immediately purified due to the transcendental position of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here hinting to Ballava Bhattacharya that an exalted Brahmana who makes sacrifices and follows Vedic principles should not neglect a person who is engaged in devotional service by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Actually, Rupa Goswami did not belong to a lower caste. Now Prabhupada is, what Mahaprabhu is feeling internally, actually Prabhupada is expressing it. Very nice. He was from a highly aristocratic Brahman family. But due to his association with the Mohammedan Nawab, he was considered fallen and excommunicated from the Brahman society. However, due to his advanced devotional service, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as a Goswami. Ballava Bhattacharya knew all this. One who is devotee is above caste and creed. Yet, Ballava Bhattacharya felt him less prestigious. This is the clue Prabhupada gives. Very nice. The present head of the Ballava Bhattacharya Sampradaya of Bombay is named Dikshit Maharaj. He is very friendly to our movement. Whenever we meet him, this learned Brahmana scholar highly praised the activities of the Hare Krishna movement. He is the life member of our society. And although he is learned scholar in the Brahmanical caste tradition, he accepts our society and considers its members bona fide devotees of the Lord Vishnu. Shala Prabhupada ki Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovisham Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Padadasi Chapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sivita Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavanishtha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakarnitanasya Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachayane Nirvishesha Sundavadi Pachyatadeshatarine Panchakalpakarvesha Kripasindupayevacha Patitanam Pavanecho Vishnubhyo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sadasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There is a very special verse on Rupa Goswami Path. So I would request everybody to fold your hand and repeat after me. This is a beautiful verse, Guru Rupa Goswami Pad is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Priya Sarupe
Priya Sarupe
Daita Sarupe
Daita Sarupe
Prema Sarupe
Prema Sarupe
Sahaja Bhirupe Nija Anurupe
Nija Anurupe
Prabhu Reka Rupe Tatana Rupe Savilasa Rupe. Thank you. Somebody said if somebody chants this mantra, he will definitely get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So I'll read the translation of Srila Prabhupada. But I like to chant one more time, just because I like this.
You do a whole line at a time. Yeah, good.
Okay. You can repeat after me. Priya sarupe, daita sarupe, prema sarupe, sahaja virupe, nijanurupe, prabhure karupe, tatanurupe, sabela surupe. It's only rupe, rupe. Very sweet. Indeed, Srila Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Sarup Damodar, was the exact replica of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very, very dear to the Lord. Being the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, Rupa Goswami was naturally very beautiful. He very carefully followed the principles enunciated by the Lord. And he was competent person to explain properly the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expended his mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami just so he could render service by writing transcendental literature. So these are very few. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has an unlimited good quality, but these are few I collected this morning just to talk about Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. Some or other, I really love Rupa Goswami Pada. I mean, I don't know him so much, but I just love him. The more I hear about him. Something I'll tell you, that how Srila Prabhupada is so much attracted to Rupa Goswami Pada. Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, everybody. And in Nectar of Instruction, I was doing Bhakti Shastri, in Nectar of Instruction, beginning, you will see, Srila Prabhupada writes, the Krishna Consciousness Movement is conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami equally shares his reverence. He states, another quote of Srila Prabhupada, of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the topmost. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami are the most exalted servitor of Srimati Radharani. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who adhere to their service are known as Rupanuga devotees. Means if you adore Rupa Goswami Pada's teachings and you follow, then you are called Rupanuga. So just few quality. One quality is, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada, I was meditating this morning, right, during Guru Puja, that Rupa Goswami Pada is so humble. So humble, because he was well recognized by the entire audience of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on top of that, Mahaprabhu actually promoted him, that he is the only one who actually knew the heart. Can you imagine? You know what God is thinking? You ever wonder what God is thinking? How is possible anybody would know? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar, how is possible he knows what I'm thinking? Swarup Damodar says, obviously you gave him the access, you empowered him, you blessed him, otherwise nobody would know what God is thinking, what God wants. So Rupa Goswami Pada actually was recognized that he knew the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew what God is thinking, why God has appeared here. So much recognition, so much prestigious position. Yet, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him, Rupa, please come and explain this beautiful explanation that you wrote in Lalit Madhav Vidagdha Madhav. He said, no, Prabhu, please, I will stay where I am today. He said, no, come and sit in the speaker position in front of the audience of all the seniors. Rupa Goswami Pada was so humble, he would not come. So everybody had to turn around and listen where he is sitting. This is Rupa Goswami Pada, very humble. Even here we just read that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually supported that Vallabha Bhatta was trying to embrace or recognize. Of course later on you will find that Vallabha Bhatta, he is also genius, but he has some false pride, Mahaprabhu did not appreciate. Another thing Rupa Goswami Pada has, I mean many things, but few I just collected this morning, that he is such an enthusiastic, self-motivated. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them to do, you know, these four things in order to be in that Goswami title, generally, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his writing, he says, these are the four things they did. So on that base, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also considers seven Goswami, because he did also these four things. What are the four things? First, uncovering Lord Krishna's lost places of pastimes. Second, installing the deities and establishing their worship. What did the first thing Rupa Goswami Pada did? He discovered those holy places in Vrindavan and he wrote about them. And he also installed the deities of Shri Radha Govinda, Govinda Devi. and he established the worship. And third, writing devotional literature. And he wrote so many books that our devotional process is actually based on his books. And fourth is, he taught those, teaching the rules of bhakti yoga, devotional service. On this base, four service that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also considered a Goswami, Severi Goswami, they call him, on that base. So Rupa Goswami Pad, he was so enthusiastic when Mahaprabhu told him to do this fourth service, that he would be worried, anxiety. Where is Govinda Dev? Where is Govinda Dev? His anxiety was such intense to please Mahaprabhu that Govinda Dev himself came in a form of a little boy. He said, "Why you are worried about?" He said, "I don't know where Govinda Dev is. I know where he is. You come with me." And he took Rupa Goswami Pad and he exhibited the whole beautiful pastime, how the cows come every day, gives milk to this ground on the top of the hill. So it's underground, there is Govinda Dev. And then Rupa Goswami Pad literally took the help of all the Brajabasis and installed beautiful Govinda Dev deity. And then of course Raghunath Bhakta Goswami went and joined there with Rupa Goswami Pad. And it says that Raghunath Maharaj mentioned once that Akbar's one of the right-hand men, Birbal, he gave those red stones that you see in the temple. They all came from their donation. Akbar donated, even though he is a Muslim emperor, he donated Rupa Goswami Pad's temple. Such an enthusiastic to perform the devotional service. Another quality also I was thinking, that Rupa Goswami Pad is such a culture. Such a culture. Cultured in a sense that when we advance, do we respect the seniors? Do we maintain that even though I may be more advanced than another senior, but do I still maintain that respect? Do I consider that I am my own authority, or I have some kind of a mentoring with another senior devotee? This is called culture. Culture doesn't mean like you become a genius and nobody else, everybody else is like washed off or something. His culture means everything he would write, he would first consult with Sanatana Goswami. He would never take any credit. He would say, "This is what I felt to write by the inspiration of you and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you please see that if it is okay, acceptable, if you like it, otherwise I will change it." This is such a culture. This is called culture. Even though he is number one amongst all the Goswamis, Mahaprabhu already established. But this is a wonderful culture. Another qualification also, I noticed that with the same Vallabh Bhatta, when he came to Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kind of indirectly told him he is a prostitute, with the Bhagavatam commentator, he was rejecting Siddhar Swami, and nobody should disrespect the parampara. If somebody disrespects the parampara commentator, they are considered, according to Mahaprabhu, prostitute. But still, because he remembers his pastimes in Allahabad, Prayag, he remembers his pastimes in Jagannath Puri, he always maintained that respect. And out of respect, he actually gave him the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu book for editing, if there is any mistake. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu book, there is so many verses that relate to our day-to-day life. Yesterday we did a Zoom class And somebody asked about what is the real difference. Somebody texted me that between the Sahajiyas and Mayavadis, how come Ramanuja Acharya, who did not introduce Radha Krishna worship so much, he introduced Lakshmi Narayana. And Sahajiyas, they introduce Radha Krishna, but we do not take any advice of Sahajiya, we dismiss them. But we appreciate, glorify Ramanuja Acharya. This is a very nice point. Even though Ramanuja Acharya never introduced Radha Krishna. How to see it? So I remember the verse Rupa Goswami Pad gave, and Prabhupada used that randomly. I hope everybody knows, or we must know. If you want to know anything about renunciation and utility, this is the only verse, more than anything else. Anasaktasya vishayan jataraham upajunjata nirbanda krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uccate. Anything that you see in your life, within you or outside you, if it is can be used for glorifying Vaishnava and Krishna, you must do. If not, you must stay detached. This is the bottom line. So there is a fourth principle from that sloka. See if you can examine your own heart right now. Those who are listening online, you can see. Examine. If you are attached to Krishna, but you are also attached to the material sense enjoyment, then you are sahaji. If you are detached to Krishna, no attachment to Krishna, detached, you are also detached from this world, sense enjoyment, you are mayavadi. Very simple way to remember, four principles from this verse. If you are detached from Krishna and attached to this sense gratification, you are materialist. If you are attached to Krishna, detached from material world, you are devotee. Now you check your heart, how many minutes a day you are, which category you are. Everybody got it, no? Very simple. If you are attached to Krishna, detached from the sense enjoyment, you are devotee. One. You are detached from Krishna, detached from the sense enjoyment, you are mayavadi. You are detached from Krishna, but attached to the material enjoyment, you are materialist. Sense enjoyment. Pure. Karma. And you are attached to Krishna, you are also attached to sense enjoyment, you are sahaja. How many minutes of a day, how much you have, you can check on this four principles. It's very easy to. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad also wrote a bit, he compiled a beautiful famous book called Padavali that Prabhupada quote, everybody quotes some verses. This is a compilation out of respect to all those sampradaya. He did not put different group aside. He took the essence of every religion, every philosopher had any secret. He picked up and put together, he called Padavali. One of those famous verses established four principles. And Prabhupada said, this is the ultimate principle for us. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this chapter, you will see there is another great devotee comes, Raghupati Upadhyay. Mahaprabhu asked four questions. What is the highest form of God? Shyamasundar form. Out of all form of Krishna, Shyamasundar form is the top. amongst all the holy dhams, abode of God, what is the highest? Say Puri Dham, or not Jagannath Puri. Puri here is Vrindavan. Mathura Puri, Mathura Mandal, where Vrindavan is. Vrindavan is the highest. So Bhaj goes, Semam eva param rupa puri madhupuri vara vaya kaisaram dheyam adya eva pararasa. What is the most attractive form of God? Devi Krishna, Dwarka Krishna, Mathura Krishna. He said no. He said that becoming young, that gopa or coward boy form of Krishna, where he has a flute, he's playing flute, he has a coward boy dress, this is the origin and is the most attractive form of all forms. Then the last one, Mahaprabhu asked, what is the highest experience of rasa, transcendental mellow? He said, this conjugal between lover and beloved, between gopis and Krishna, is the highest. Not Mother Yashoda's, not coward boys, not those are also great. But the highest means nothing is above. This four question, four answer, Mahaprabhu immediately embraced it. He said, you gave the perfect answer. It was so beautiful. Shemam eva param rupa puri madhu puri vara vaya kaisaram dheyam adya eva pararasa. Another point of Rupa Goswami Pad also, very beautiful. See, he is a genius, scholar, great devotee. Just like Prabhupada. Prabhupada is a genius scholar. But if you think that Prabhupada's followers are not good, then you are not actually glorifying Prabhupada. Rupa Goswami Pad is so genius, he actually made Jiva Goswami, his disciple, only disciple, is as good as him. Similarly, lot of Prabhupada's followers, they are as good as. We are not saying they are like Prabhupada, but they are very sincere, serious. Otherwise, what is the glory of a great personality? Great personality means their influence, after they depart, followers still follow the path that great personality gave. Just like Prabhupada did. How do we examine that? Well, Prabhupada left with 108 temples when he left. Today we have 700 temples. Just think for a moment. Are those serious followers of Prabhupada? Yes. If they are not doing like this, 100 temples would not become 700. We should glorify, we should thank Prabhupada for making this beautiful association of the devotees. The society where distributing, even though we may not see so much in America in one sense, but some of the countries, I was just reading the newsletter of Bhakti Raghav Maharaj, he was one of my mentors in 79 in Mayapur. He's doing such a beautiful preaching in Indonesia. It's a Muslim country. Originally it was a Hindu country, but Muslim country, Malaysia. So many temples, so many thousands of devotees. They're all Muslim, but they all became wonderful devotees. How can you ever say that there is no sincere follower? There's so many sincere followers. This is the greatness of Prabhupada. This is the greatness of Rupa Goswami Pad. How he trained Jiva Goswami Pad so much that Jiva Goswami Pad also trained Shyamananda, Srinivas, Narottam, like this. This is how Guru Parampara does. Rupa Goswami Pad was so much deep feeling for his disciple. He was not a murti wala. You know, he didn't know how to carve a murti. We never saw any record where Rupa Goswami Pad is a good sculpture. But out of affection, he made it. He made a beautiful deity. The Damodar Murti, Radha Damodar Murti. When you go to temple, you can see. It's very, so much attracted to Prabhupada that Prabhupada even, in the early days, Prabhupada didn't have any branch. ISKCON didn't have a branch in India. But somebody asked him that, you have a headquarter in India? He said, yes. Where? He said, in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple. Jiva Goswami's temple. It was such a wonderful Prabhupada's feeling for Rupa Goswami's deity and the temple there. Another thing also, I'll end with this, and then if we have any questions. There's so much Rupa Goswami's glory never ends. Another beautiful glory, as Prabhupada says, that Rupa Goswami actually very dear and near to Radharani in his Braja Leela. So I'll give you, there are a few beautiful stories. One pastime is that what is the purpose of living? What is the purpose of devotee's life? So Rupa Manjari exhibited this. Sometime Radharani, after cooking, finished cooking for Krishna in Nanda Bhavan, her father built a guest house nearby the palace. So Radharani would go there, and there is a beautiful pond. She would sit on the steps of the pond and she would wash her hand because she just came from the kitchen cooking. Now she wants to go to her room. It's like a guest house because she comes every day to cook for Krishna. So then one day she was sitting and she was feeling deep longing for seeing Krishna. Because it's awkward. Because she is married, not to look at another man's, even a young boy's face in Vedic culture. Why did Yogamaya created this? You know, it's very funny. One lecture of Bhakti Charan Maharaj, I was listening many years there. One time the separation was so deep that Krishna could not take it. Krishna said, Radhani, let's forget about this. Let's just get married and live together. Radharani said, no, it will be boring. Radharani said, it will be boring. I was like, what? I asked Maharaj, where did you find that, Maharaj? Is it from Garga Sangeeta? It reveals their discussion. So Yogamaya created this scenery to increase the passion, love between them. I love Prabhupada. You know why? Because in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he said something very secret to me. He said what Mahaprabhu is experiencing, who can experience that? He said those who have a connection. Then he gives the parampara list. Who is connected with Mahaprabhu? The six Goswami. Who is connected with six Goswami? Like this. Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Then Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhusan, then come Jagannath Das Babaji, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then go Vishudas Babaji, then Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, then he stopped. Then we add him and we have a connection. So Prabhupada says that what Radha Krishnas are experiencing, Mahaprabhu is experiencing this in the mood of Radharani. And those who have a connection, they will also experience. So we are very fortunate. I'm so thrilled. I was actually dancing when I read that. I was like, wow. It's like unbelievable the way Prabhupada throw this secret. So Radharani, that day, she came on the bank of this pond and she's all of a sudden she wanted to wash hand but she took restrained her hand because she saw a beautiful face of Krishna in the water. And she's staring at it. Wow, where is he? He's in the water. It's so beautiful. She didn't want to touch the water because if you touch the water, it creates a ripple and you lose the sinner. Rupa Manjari follows wherever Radharani goes. After a few minutes, she came on the other side to see, didn't want to disturb. But she's trying to wash her hands. then all of a sudden notice the other side. You know, ripple goes all the way to the other side. Radharani is like a little sad, upset. And Rupa Goswami is thinking, what did I do? Rupa Manjari could not figure it out. What did I do that? Then she is thinking, figuring out, I must have done something to make her upset. It's not good. My service is to make her happy. So came nearby behind Radharani, and after little time the ripple finished. And then so, oh, there is a beautiful Shamsundar, Krishna's face, reflecting in the water. Then Rupa Manjari is, Radharani is so absorbed, she is not thinking where this Krishna coming from. She is thinking Krishna is in the water. So Rupa Manjari, oh, I know why it said it. She looked it up. Sure enough, Krishna wants to look at Radharani's face hidingly. He climbed the tree. And he's looking, but he's not seeing the Radharani, he's seeing him in the water, and he is seeing from that side. So Rupa Manjari immediately looked at him, and Krishna got caught. So Krishna is trying to like escape, trying to climb down, and Rupa Manjari stopped. Where are you going? Oh, just by mistake, no, you know my purpose. I have only one purpose in life, to get you two together, that's all. You are not going anywhere. Go back and stay in that place of the tree where she can realize it. So it's like a very heavy, very nice. Chakravarti Thakur gives a very nice conclusion. If you ever want to wander, like end of your life, you go to another planet where you will be trained, further training, before you enter into Radharani's camp, guess what is going to happen, Prabhus and mothers? Be prepared. You will be tested. You're not going to be just, okay, here I am. All this is serving Krishna and Radharani. No. You will be entering a testing place. And Rupa Manjari is the instructor there, a secret spy of Radharani. So you just came from Alachua. He didn't say, they didn't say that. I'm just putting those words. You just came from Alachua. Of course you will not remember, because once you drop this body, you get the spiritual body. Spiritual, of course, this body has to be spiritualized in order to get Satchidananda, that body. That body already have it. 15.7 in the purport of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada write this. So then, you'll be tested. Why you want to serve under Radharani? You can meet Krishna. And they have so much power. Krishna is like visible outside in the forest group. So go. I can arrange. You can just meet him directly. You don't need to be here. But if you are well trained, now, just like, I'm just going to give you a little scary. You can be liberated. You can get out of the three modes of Maya. But you cannot cross the Biraja and Brahma Jyoti unless you have these two things. You will be stuck there. You cannot enter into Vaikuntha or Golok unless you have these two things. You have to have under guidance and engagement in devotional service. If they, because Lord Shiva, Shiva Loka is there, I was reading Namabhas details, because there is a three stages of chanting, Namaparas, Namabhas and Suddhanam. Namabhas can liberate you. Who are you? Oh, I am Pran Govinda Das. Sorry, you stay here, you are not going anywhere. Chances to fall down material world again there. But if you say, I am a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, you are allowed. That's not the only qualification, another, two. You have to engage in devotional service. You really have to have a strong desire and engage. And your identity is not you. Who you follow? Who do you know? You know Prabhupada, okay, I am a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, alright. and you are serving, okay, you have a ticket to go. Otherwise you'll be out of material nature, but you cannot be entering into, you'll be up to the border. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, up to the border of Vaikuntha you can go. Unless your identity change. You have to develop an identity. Anybody say, who are you, Prabhu? I am Dayavir Das, a disciple of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. That is perfect identity. Then you are allowed. If I just say I am Pranagovinda Das, follower of Prabhupada, no. If I don't say only Pranagovinda Das, cannot go too far. So this is very nice. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad beautifully explained this. And Rupa Goswami Pad has so many wonderful qualities that we can go on. But I stop here and ask if anybody has any reflection or question, comment. No? Everybody agrees? Yeah.
Where was it?
It's a Rupa Goswami Pad book. There's a Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav. One book talks about Krishna after he left Vrindavan, Dwarka Lila. One is all about Vrindavan. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
I have almost all of them.
Oh, really?
And this is popular. Yeah, I got it.